Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Oh my goodness, Whisperers, it is so good to be in our safe zone and to be back in the Whisperers Lounge. I have to tell you, I'm so excited about today's discussion. This is going to be pure fire. I cannot begin to tell you. I even have to kind of pace myself because I'm a little excited. And you know what? This week has been so full, and I'm so glad that, you know what, we're here and it's Friday and we're in here just about to chop it up. You know, I'd love for you to call in and ask your questions. So call in at 516-595-8091. Again, that number is 516-595-8091. And you know, Blog Talk Radio has our back. They always put in here in each and every one of our episodes the chat box so you can drop your questions, your comments. If you want your girl to reiterate something, you know, I monitor a great chat box. But you know what else I'm excited about? Oh, good grief, Whisperers. The private Whisperers Lounge, our private Zoom room, is back, and we could not be more excited than to have the ladies living their lives out of New York. This is a mature women's group that are rediscovering themselves. And I have to tell you, they were fabulous. They are just on and popping and ready for this conversation. And then they had the cocktail mocktail of the episode. Yes! And I mean, truly, they are so good looking. This is a great bunch and so full of life. So don't forget, if you didn't get the cocktail or the mocktail of the episode, don't worry. We have a live link right in the description box that you can now subscribe to our VIP newsletter. And why is it VIP, you ask? It's because we have very important people that are a part of our Whisperers community that are subscribed there and that pour into it each week. And the articles are so informative and good. So make sure you subscribe today. You know, are you ready to get into this week's discussion? Oh, take a sip of your drink. Come on. That's right. You know I like to start our discussions off with a clear meaning or a definition, and this isn't any different. So guess what? We're going to get the meaning or the understanding of brand, B-R-A-N-D, brand. It means identifying mark or tracers. Let me give it to you again. Brand means identifying mark or tracers. So, Whisperers, I assure you that you have never heard a discussion like what you're about to hear. This is exclusively being given to you from me that only my different clients that go through the boot camp get this lecture or this discussion. So this is a first time. So if you hear it out here after this, you know it's a duplicate, and why not go with the original? Because you know every essence is going to be seasoned and placed in here just so. So get those proverbial keychains out. Get ready to open your minds and your hearts, because this discussion, we getting all the way into it. So Whisperers, if you had to place a brand label on your relationship, would it be a luxury brand where you've placed authenticity, high value into it? Would it be mid-range, some high-end qualities with several knockoffs? or would it be the bargain basement where there is no quality and poorly made dupes? So you heard the categories of the brands. What would you say your relationship would be labeled as? See, many times we don't think, nor do we look at our actual relationships as a beautiful brand. And I know many of you may not have given this much thought, but I have, and I know you all haven't ever heard of building your relationship brand until today. And I mean, this might sound a little far-fetched to you, or even like, what in the world is Sonia talking about? Well, I assure you, I have a clear aim, purpose, and direction for this discussion. See, this is exclusively a technique that I teach only, as I stated, inside my relationship boot camp. And why it's done this way is because I want people to realize how much value they have. But I've taken it even further to build this into a powerful discussion for you whisperers to be really able to tap into a deeper essence of self, your brand, your partnership, your love, your connections. Wow. That's huge. That's huge. See, whisperers, when it comes to your relationship with your significant other, we strive to foster an atmosphere of respect, trust, and appreciation. We want to prioritize communication, understanding, and support of one another. I believe that these core values are essential for any healthy relationship, and your brand or your relationship will reflect this. Now, don't forget, we are speaking of relationships, but we are putting it as a brand. And many times when you started dating your mate, my goodness, were you brand savvy or what? I mean, you probably was on and popping. You were so, as they say, Gucci, that it wasn't even funny. You always made sure that you placed genuine quality in the relationship. You always made sure that the label were facing forward. They weren't tilted. They weren't off. You always made sure the placement was just so. You called and stayed on the phone forever. You may have even been like, no, you hang up first. No, you hang up. Or maybe could have talked all night long about little bit of nothing and a little bit of everything. But you were willing to give that brand, that relationship, the quality it needed and deserved. You see how that is? You see where we're going with this, right? Oh, yeah. Get comfortable. Oh, yes, ladies. Take a sip. That's right. Much like a lot of physical brands, they either keep building on the brand that gives them longevity, or it starts to simply lose momentum and fades away and becomes very outdated. So we have to be mindful of this. So when I think of this, I think of iconic brands. And of course, everybody, probably one that, even that I said that you're probably Gucci. Gucci comes to mind. Those are like iconic brands. Versace. Then Louis Vuitton. If you think of all these different ones of like, oh my goodness, my brain just went blank for a second there. I'm so sorry. But you think of the brands and you know that they're connected to you. And you think of even such brands that are so Dior. These are longevity brands. They have the long lasting and they come and they're here. But then you have brands that come in and they were here for a minute and then you're like, well, where are they? Whatever happened to them? And you can't even call them to mind and you don't even realize what they are. And is that what's happening to our relationships, that they're falling apart, that the brand is losing its value? So we don't start to date our relationships, meaning that we allow them to become very stagnant. We have to constantly keep placing value. We have to constantly keep changing and building upon the brand. So it becomes effective. It becomes something that becomes longevity. You have different brands that have been in flow for so long that you can't even think of a time that there wasn't a runway show without them. I mean, like, Fashion Week would there be if there was not a Coco Chanel? Or what Fashion Week would there not be if there wasn't even a Diane von Furstenberg? You know, these are staples. And so many times as people in our love and our life, we forget the staples of our relationships. And so then they, all of a sudden, they start to depreciate. See, many times when I see this in a relationship, couples have forgotten what brought them together, and they have begun to lose what attracted them to that special person in their life. And strengthening your relationship requires intentional effort. And notice I didn't say intention. I said intentional effort, because it means that you got to do it on purpose. You have to have a purpose for why you're doing it and where you're going with it. And communication and commitment has to be purposeful for it to stay as solid as it's going to be. Now listen, every relationship is going to go through its ebbs and flows. Every last one of them, I don't care how strong they are, they're going to go through their ebbs and flows. Because that's life. You know how many times we discuss that inside of the Whisperer's Lounge here about ebbs and flows in our life, and that our circles are not perfect. They got ridges, they got dips, they got even a little few valleys and little different craters in it, but they always make that circle because we're willing to invest and do that work in them. You know, we have to always be willing to see that this involves being inspired to become the best versions of ourselves, which will foster and maintain trust between you and your mate, or foster that trust between the brands that come together that make that house. The house of Dior was put together with another house that made it one and came. If you think about Dolce and Gabbana, they came together to be one force, to be one united brand. And that's what marriages are, which will become the consistent factor. That is the consistency. See, when we invest in our relationships with our mates, it has an amazing value or equity. But if you aren't willing to tap into that deeper quality of your relationship, unfortunately, the equity depreciates. It falls off. So with that being said, I guess it leads me to ask, like, how do we build our relationship brand and quality? How do we start to really establish it on solid ground? Get a word from our sponsors, and then we're going to really get into this.
La Paz Image Consultants is your full-service international luxury agency working with clients from the inside out. If you're ready to ignite your passion, tap into your signature style, build on your relationships, then you need to book your consultation today at www.lapazimageconsultant.com. La Paz Image Consultant, where everything is fabulous.
Oh, welcome back. So, you know, when we left off, we were going to get into how we can build our relationship brand with our mates. Our relationships can slide into a rut. They really can. And we must be willing to do the necessary work to build and achieve happy, healthy, positive relationships. I know sometimes that sounds like, oh my goodness, this sounds like it's going to be some work. Well, anything anything that's worth it is work. It takes a little work to keep doing. Let me tell you something. If you think about, like, even your health, you have to work on your health every day to maintain it. And if you're really someone who is even trying to lose weight or maintain your weight, you have to put in the work to be able to maintain or even to be able to move that scale in a positive way of losing those LBs. So it always takes work on ourselves and in our effort of doing things, because that's what life is. That's even if you're striving to have a better way of thinking about things. You know, we were working on our growth mindset, and Lord knows we had to put work up in there so we could achieve it. And we had to remove limited beliefs. And see, some of that even requires us to do that same kind of work in here so we can have healthy relationships. So our brands are synonymous with just, oh my goodness, have you met Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so? When you do, they're couple goals. You know, hashtag couple goals, that's what we want to be. But we want to do that for real. We don't want to just be some kind of pretend on the gram. We want to really be living this life and filling this life and doing these things. As you know, all this past season, we were moving into living happier lives. To live a happier life means that we have to be one and in unity with our mates, partners, our girlfriends, our significant others. The relationships, or however you're building your relationships that you're in, you got to have that unity. See, you know, I love to give you all master keys in every single discussion, especially when it comes to matters of our heart, matters of love, and mastering our relationships to keep them healthy and thriving relationships, or just building toward those healthy, thriving partnerships that we want and we're developing. See, it requires so much of ourselves to do. And sometimes I know that it can be tiring. And, you know, if you think about it, like when you're trying to train or when you're trying to do things, and some of you all are business owners or entrepreneurs, and you can understand the work that had to go into that. And even the love affair, the hate affair that went with that is too. You know, I always can look back at my relationship with my company. And I know when I was establishing it, it was a lot of hard work. There was a lot of sacrifice. There was different things that I had to go through to grow. There was disappointments. There was, But guess what? I invested in it. And now I can say, look at me. Look at where I'm standing. And look at where we're going. And it's the same for your relationships. Sometimes you got to pause a second so you can clear your mind to see the value that is there and the person that is looking across the table or across the room at you, so you can see and feel that connection again. See, Whisperers, when we tap into branding our relationships, it can be a little nerve-wracking at times even. But it's an investment we cannot be willing just to throw away and not take. And so many people are willing to just toss it in, just throw the towel in. And just, I just can't. I'm not, I'm just. That word, I'm just, just tells me that you are not willing to even fight. That you can't even muster that whole integrity of self to really be true to that. And sometimes it requires that self-review and that self that we got to look a little deeper into. I'm always doing that self-examination. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm like, look, well, let me get my prescription pad out, see what I need to work on today. Because it's required. It's truly required. So what are the master keys that I possibly could be giving you? I think I'm going to start here. You have to be willing to invest in quality time. I know that probably sounds like a no-brainer, but listen, quality time is the time spent in giving another person one's undivided attention in order to strengthen a relationship. Undivided attention. And so when we place quality into our relationships, it means we are putting our best into our branding. And this allows you to build lasting memories and moments together. It strengthens your bond and makes your relationship rich. Who doesn't want a rich relationship? Now, if you just want one of those like piss poor relationships, hey, keep it going. But the only thing you're going to get is stress, heartache, anxiety. I cannot begin to tell you how important this first element really is. I remember a very dear couple that my family was so close to. They had told me one time that the secret sauce to their relationship was that they always invested quality time into each other, even after having five kids. They knew they needed to keep that bond strong for them to keep building on the wealth of their brand, meaning their marriage. So why can't we do the same? Sometimes we need to take a deeper look on how are we investing? Is it a good investment, or is it that you're just kind of putting in like mere pittance and thinking that you're going to get something out of it? Because see, that's not a good investment. The second master key is one that even we're going to have later on, and we're going to build upon even further in this season, is this. Keep communicating. Let me say that again. Keep communicating. Communication. Lord. Just let that kind of like vibrate with you for a minute. Because communication is the oxygen relationship. Did you hear that? Wait a minute. I said communication is the oxygen of the relationship. The ladies over here in the Zoom room was like, oh my goodness, I have to put my mask on. I need to put it on quickly. So if your partner isn't communicating, relationship is suffering. And you are slowly but surely flatlining. See, we're going to really like, I mean, this season, I can't tell you, some of these master keys that I'm giving you, when we start building on them throughout this season, you're going to have to come back to certain episodes so you can keep connecting the dots so the circle can be full. Because this circle for this season of season five, it is bountiful, people. It is bountiful. Because see, everything that I have read in your letters, everything that I saw in the letters and different questions that have come up and different rooms that I sit in and I'm part of discussions has led me to this season today and to really put this discussion that I have inside of my boot camp front and center. Because see, when you start talking about branding, people understand that. And people respect brands. So your marriage is your brand. How are you valuing that brand? And if it doesn't make you as passionate as how I sound, maybe you need to go back and do the work inside of your brand so it can be just as passionate. Because, see, that's the key element there. You know, I had a client tell me one time the worst four words he ever heard was, "We need to talk." He said that was the worst four words he ever heard. And that is one of the most powerful statements our mates can ever say to us. Believe it or not, that is one of the most powerful statements your mate, your partner could ever say is, "We need to talk." Because, see, that line of communication is going to be open. But when we need to talk, that means that we need to come in with an open heart and open ears. We can listen to the words that are being stated and the feelings that are there so we can validate too. And then on the other side of that table, that person needs to be willing to do the same so they can validate your feeling, your emotion. And if you find yourself that you are doing the validation and you're validating all the time, something is off, and it should behoove you to really start to look at it, invest in it. See, building your relationship's awareness requires that you communicate your needs, your desires, your wants, and things that you don't like, but doing it in a way that is loving and digestible to your mate. And sometimes, you know, tempers flare. Nobody's going to get it right all the time. And don't think you are. The best of the best even mess up. Trust and believe that. Even your host here messes up. But do I go back to fix it and get the communication? Oh, yes, I do, because I'm invested. And I value the brand. See, my brand is everything to me. See, that partnership means so much. And I can say that 100% with such tenacity, because that's what it is. So your first master key is invest in quality time. Your second master key is keep communicating, communicating, communicating. Be willing to listen. Your third master key is do a brand makeover. What? Wait a minute. Oh, you heard me. Do a brand makeover. See, we at times need to rearrange things in our relationships. It may mean that you need to start prioritizing your mate's needs, feelings, and emotions. It may mean that you need to rework the way that you have extracted certain activities out of your relationship that need a slight makeover or a little upkeeping. You know, sometimes there's cobwebs. You know, you got to go dust them off. You got to be willing to, look, I got to go over there, get it swiffer, and get that thing cleaned up a little bit. But it's that quality that you want to put back in there. And is your love life whittling and you need to start planning dates? Well, go on and do it. Even if it means just silly things. Like, you know what, meet me in the living room at such and such time. Or I'll see you in the kitchen and come in and lo and behold, you've got like little snacks set up and everything. And you're just sitting in there just chilling like, you know, like this is all good. I'm sitting on this just waiting for you to get here. Don't be afraid to be creative. Sometimes renovations and makeovers are good. And if any of you all are House Hunter fans, you know how a good reno always seems to just recharge a whole family. It's the same difference. We are willing to do the necessary work in our relationships. It recharges those batteries. I can't begin to tell you. See, Whisperers, we at times need those little makeovers, and sometimes we may need even a make-under. Meaning, maybe we need to take the moment of time where we are away from different things, or we got to pull back from certain things, or maybe we got to change up the way that we come in with our, you know, maybe our mate's not that way and they're a little more, you know, low key. So you got to kind of flip it and change it a little bit and be willing to do that necessary. Because guess what? That brand is worth it. That brand is beautiful. And you invested in that brand for a reason. When you said, oh, yes, I like you. I really like you. And, oh, I do. Or I will, because that engagement ring is sitting up on your finger. Or, you know what, will you be my life partner? Definitely will. I will walk with you. Whatever the scenario, you invested in that brand. See? Powerful. These master keys are dynamic. So your fourth master key is this: to build trust. Build trust. Are you a safe haven for your mate? Feeling safe in your relationship is monumental to the health and longevity of your romantic brand. And when we look at this, we know that trust is the strongest bond. It's the glue to connecting you and your mate and keeping your brand relationship at a high level. Well, you know, many of you all won't even go to a certain store or brand because I don't know them. I don't know what they're about. I don't trust them. Oh, I've never heard of that. Even sometimes if you're shopping in the store and it's an off brand, you won't buy it. You know, it doesn't say this brand of cereal. It says that. I've never heard of that. Oh, no, put that away. We don't buy that. It's the same difference. You got to have that same trust in that brand and that relationship for you to really buy in to it. It allows you to be more open and giving. And when you have trust with your partner, you are more likely to be forgiving of shortcomings, different little behaviors, different little hiccups, even, you know, irritations that happen, because overall you believe in your brand in that relationship. See, whispers, it's important for us to keep building on our brand, meaning our relationships, so they can have success and be able to have healthy connections. And see, this discussion is so important to me, and when I do this inside of the boot camp is because I want them to realize that when we look at ourselves as brands, are we luxury brands or are we bargain basement? Are we just etching by with just the mere pittance that are keeping us alive, but oh, don't let anything arise because that brand is going to die? See, we want to invest where our brand is luxury. Now, you can have some low-end things too, because even some high-end quality brands even make things that the everyday person can afford and enjoy so they can be a part of the brand too. Because, see, that's what a healthy, balanced brand is. I know, I love how this is. And so a question is in the chat box that, what if the brand seems to be kind of off mark? How do you get it back on mark? This is the keys. The keys are your markers to bring you back into everything. The elements that we talked about of investing in the quality time, keeping that communication open, and doing a makeover helps you to build on that, even when the brand goes off target. So think about this. There are some major brands out here that are very well-known, and I'm not going to name any because I don't want to put them out like that, and I'm not about that. And plus, you know, I work in this industry as well, but there's certain brands that are synonymous, and they even are known for their clean, crisp lines. And by far, even the way that the creative director is and what the style of that crisp white shirt, you know it. But all of a sudden they had changed up and it was losing the connection, and it felt like, well, what happened here? What is happening? And people were even in question of it, of trying to figure out, well, where is the direction? And it finally came back to what it was supposed to be, even putting different elements, but building upon what is the success, brought that label and that brand back where it needed to be. And sometimes as people, that's what we have to do too. We have to try to get that brand back on track by being willing to look and see where we need to do the necessary work to put it back on track. We can't sit back and say, oh, yeah, you know, it's everybody, everything else, and this, that, and the other, but we're not doing it, and we're not putting in the investment, because then the brand's still going to fall apart, because a successful brand has two sides. If that brand unites like that, they have to work together so it can continue to flourish. See, this discussion, like I said, was something that was truly powerful for me. So as we go into this journey on building relationships, we're going to uncover a lot of ways that will help us to recognize habits that may be sabotaging us, and how we are to deal with different elements that arise in our relationships that keep the brand solid. I think it's important for me to tell you that everyone's relationship is different. It is. Everybody's relationship is different. Each relationship isn't perfect, and they have their ups and their downs, but we must be willing to invest. And I think that word is going to come up in a lot of our discussions. But see, the other part of it is that we have to be willing to repair. And if any of you all are aware of what branding is, or even that you may even be doing branding for your company or for what you do, I know even for La Paz, we've had to do different things and rebranding ourselves. In 2023, we've come out with some fresh things, different things that we're doing. Even the way that we're branding Whispers in a Bottle to bring it forward and to be very relevant to our core audience, for you whisperers. We want to resonate with you. It required of us doing some makeovers and some make-unders. It required of us to communicate, tell you all what we're doing, and to birth it in such a beautiful way. And that is what keeps us connected. So, you know, I love when we get to have this open discussion that allows us to build on ourselves, build on our relationships, improve on the things that we are doing that are necessary, that are beautiful staples in our life. We want to be able to show up in all facets of our lives and show up authentically. And love is such a powerful quality. And many people, many, are looking to be loved and want to be in healthy relationships and wish they could find that person to build their brand with. So now that we have our brand, let's not take it for granted. You know, time goes so quickly. And I want to invite you all to please make sure that you connect with me off the radio because, you know, I love connecting with you all. And it's so good to see so many of you all on my Instagram and even joining me for some of the Instagram lives and all. I have really appreciated and even identifying yourselves as whisperers. Thank you so much. I really love it. So please make sure that you give me a follow on Instagram at whispersinabottle_podcast, or you can follow our Facebook page. Don't forget, we have our Facebook page over there at Whisper in a Bottle. No S on Whispers. So Whisper in a Bottle, or you can follow us on Twitter at capital WHISPERS. Capital BOTTLE. I'd love to thank the ladies living their lives for joining us in our private Zoom room. This has been so good. You all have been such beautiful hosts. I thank you so much. Your questions, your comments in this box. They said, you know what? Looking at relationships like brands is going to be powerful and even helping to pivot some old mindsets. Thank you so much for sharing this with us. It is my pleasure and my honor. And I'm so grateful that I really got to, you know, do this with you all today. And like I said, there's going to be some other discussions that are actually building out of this discussion that you're not going to want to miss this season. This season is pure fire. So I just appreciate it. And if you would like to be one of our sponsors, please feel free to email us at info@whispersinabottlepodcast.com. And once again, that's info@whispersinabottlepodcast.com. And look, guys, have a good weekend. You know, I am your host, Sonia Leray. I'm a lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. So please, everyone, be safe. Make sure you check on your friends and your associates. And I'll see you again next week.
You have been listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays with your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Please make sure that you review our show. Like, share, and make sure you come back next Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/whispersinabottle. Have a great weekend.